Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is March the 1st. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible, something we do every day. We take a little time in God's Word. We allow His Word to take some time on us. Kids from all over the world gather together here to hear from the Bible, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's reading comes to us from the book of Joshua, chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. Then we skip over to verse 14 and go to chapter 4, verse 7. And then we finish our reading in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 8. The Jordan River was flooding, and the Israelites needed to get across. How would they do it? Let's find out from the book of Joshua, chapter 3. Then Joshua told the people, "Purify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do great wonders among you." In the morning, Joshua said to the priests, "Lift up the Ark of the Covenant and lead the people across the river." And so they started out and went ahead of the people. The Lord told Joshua, "Today I will begin to make you a great leader in the eyes of all the Israelites. They will know that I am with you just as I was with Moses. Give this command to the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant. When you reach the banks of the Jordan River, take a few steps into the river and stop there." So the people left their camp to cross the Jordan, and the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. It was the harvest season, and the Jordan was overflowing its banks. But as soon as the feet of the priests who were carrying the Ark touched the water at the river's edge, the water above that point began backing up a great distance away at a town called Adam, which is near Zarethan. And the water below that point flowed on to the Dead Sea until the riverbed was dry. All the people crossed over near the town of Jericho. Meanwhile, the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Lord's Covenant stood on dry ground in the middle of the riverbed as the people passed by. They waited there until the whole nation of Israel had crossed the Jordan River on dry ground. When all the people had crossed the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Now choose 12 men, one from each tribe. Tell them, 'Take 12 stones from the very place where the priests are standing in the middle of the Jordan. Carry them out and pile them up on the place where you will camp tonight.'" So Joshua called together the 12 men he had chosen, one from each of the tribes of Israel. He told them, "Go into the middle of the Jordan, in front of the Ark of the Lord your God. Each of you must pick up one stone and carry it out on your shoulder. 12 stones in all, one for each of the 12 tribes of Israel. We will use these stones to build a memorial. In the future, your children will ask you, 'What do these stones mean?' Then you will tell them, 'They remind us that the Jordan River stopped flowing when the Ark of the Lord's Covenant went across. These stones will stand as a memorial among the people of Israel forever.'" Incredible. Just as God parted the Red Sea so His people could cross through safely, God now stops the flow of the Jordan River. The Israelites built a stone altar after safely crossing so that no one would ever forget what God had done. God had been with them in the past, and He was with them in the present, and He would be with them in the future. What a great thought for all of us as well, that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is what Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." Amen. Well, my friends, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible. I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I sure hope you join me. Until that time, remember this: God doesn't change. He stays the same yesterday, today, forever. He is always our help, our refuge, and our hope. And remember this too, that you are loved. How about that? All right, now, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You be blessed. Bye-bye.